Just being heavy metal warriors that we are, we're here. So there
Yeah.
you go. Yeah. How can you forget these mugs? You forgot them, and well,
No,
you forgot them enough on our
you'll
break, but
try.
now
You'll
we're
try.
back here to haunt you again. So there you go.
That's right. That's right. You'll wish you could forget him, but no.
Oh yeah. You,
Yeah.
yeah, the new album is amazing though, Richard. It's fantastic. We're fans of the band, and the first one especially, and this one is just a it's a yeah, we'll get more into by a development and growth that you guys did. It just sounds superb. Really fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you
Yeah.
so much, man. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you guys have the attention to detail and the attention span, because it's like a long listen. I read every review that I can, and I feel like in nowadays the way people have been conditioned through the internet, like, oh my God, I can't listen to an hour of music. What, did you ever think that you don't have to listen to the whole thing in one sitting? You know,
Yeah, take it in parts, take it in, yeah.
So I don't.
When we grew up in the era of albums, and that's the thing. It's like it's like when we do the album reviews, it's we're always worried, like, man, what if this sucks? Like,
Well, we were 70s children too, Montag. So that is like, at that point, it's like you're used to movies having that slow burn. So you're used to albums taking its time, but you enjoy the ride and you enjoy the journey.
Exactly. And I don't care if somebody doesn't like it. That's the way I'm going to do it, you know?
And your album, I mean, not to jump too far ahead, but I mean, there's so much stuff. It is packed to the gills, and like, there isn't a moment that's wasted on this whole album. And it's like, good God, it's like phenomenal. And
Yeah, thank you so much. It means the world to hear that stuff. So,
I want to run through a fucking wall when I heard a lot of those riffs. It's like it gets me going. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I'm pumped. Like listening. I was just like, oh my God, this is so superb. Just such an
Yeah, thank you
intricate
so much.
riffing, a soloing, the melodies. Wow, you guys outdid yourself. So yeah, congrats.
Much appreciated.
Kane, can you hear us, man?
Yeah, how's it going? You guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All
Yeah.
right. You look great, man, by the way.
Thank
So.
you. I apologize. I
Excuse
probably should have thought of this, but now I'm like, oh fuck, it's the last second. I didn't prepare for a contingency. So
That's okay. I'm used to that. I've had a co-host named Chopped Up for a couple of years, so I get that.
yeah, a big fuck you too,
I
Montag.
understand.
I
Exactly.
appreciate you inviting me. I mean, I like watching you guys when I'm
Oh,
out doing
thanks.
stuff. It's
Yeah.
really
Thank you.
fun.
So, hey, look at that.
Hey, how's it
Oh, no,
going?
put it back on.
Oh, turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, no. Excellent.
Oh. Well,
No,
he
that
saw
was.
my.
But I know you got some news too, what stuff was going on. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and do our intro. Now that we can see everybody, we're going to do our great intro. We're going to get involved. We're going to talk a little bit about Embers of Elysium and what's going on with Among These Ashes and what's going on with YouTube. And then we'll do our slugfest. How's that?
Sounds good. Oh, hey, by the way, check this out.
Nice.
Yo.
What is that? Is
Oh,
that
the
an
vinyl.
album?
Yeah,
The
this is
vinyl.
track on vinyl.
Oh, that's fucking
Sweet.
sweet.
Yeah. So
You.
anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
That's
that's fantastic.
cool.
That's great. All right, Chop, are you ready for this?
Ready to roll, brother.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jeremy Wagner of Broken Hope, and you're listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Check it out.
I am Montag, master of illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chop Top, and it's time to raise the dead. Stay heavy. Rock.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
That'll be
Metal Horror. Oh, kiddies, welcome back for season three. That's right. This is coming out on Valentine's Day, so happy VD for all of you. That's right. Welcome back. And we've got Richard Clark and Kane Bohatten from Among These Ashes.
Oh yeah.
Richard and Kane, man, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
First, we have to say we love Embers of Elysium. And Richard, I want to thank you so much. You were so gracious in your comments after the show came out.
It made us feel really wonderful that you appreciated our review, and we were honest. I mean, every fucking minute of the album we loved, and god damn it is such a good album. So I just want to say that again, thank you for that, letting us listen to it.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, that never gets old to hear that kind of stuff. It means the world to me. So appreciate that you guys wanted to do that. And like I said before we started, you know, just the attention to detail that you gave it and the respect that you gave it, just much appreciated.
Well, we are excited to try to support as best we can. We'd love to come see you sometime. I know that touring thing may not be happening very much, but it would be awesome to see you guys sometime. So what has been going on with the band? Is there anything that you can talk about, or if it's all off the record, that's cool. We'll just move right on to what we got to do. But what's been going on with the band?
Mainly just trying to roll this album out and then promote it. That's been the big focus. I personally haven't really looked down range that much yet, and still assessing what's going to happen in the future with it. So, but you know, for me, it's going to be really hard to ever turn music off, you know, and having put these two metal albums out, like I really got a taste for it and a desire and passion to make music, this genre. So like I have other musical projects and stuff that I do, but I really like, you know, metal and the aggression that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's so much, I mean, the density and what I was so impressed with was the quality of the recording. I mean, I mean, my God, it sounds professional in every sense of the way, not that you're not great musicians, but you know, technology hasn't really gone to the point where we can sit in our home studio and make something that sounds better than would have come out on record, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, the technology is there, but the production was solid. Yeah. Right. Top.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And, so we are really excited to see what else is coming down the pike for you guys. And we are certainly going to be here to support you, to champion you and listen to anything else, you know, that you want to share with us. So, we're really excited about that for you guys too.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you.
All right. Well, today, kids, we are going to be doing a slugfest. That's right. That's a good way to start off this season. And today's slugfest is going to be a slugfest of the dead. We are going to be comparing Dawn of the Dead, the original, versus Return of the Living Dead. That's right. Two titans of zombie movies. Chop, would you mind keeping score with this as we go? You got to keep a score.
Let me grab a pen here.
Yeah. And here's the format for anyone who's new to the show. Slugfest is kind of like a boxing match. We are going to be comparing these two movies on nine different categories, so like nine rounds of boxing. We're going to talk a little bit about which one. We're going to finally give our assessment, and then we're going to have winners each round. And by the end of the nine rounds, we're going to see who wins. Now, with four people here, we might have some ties, and that's cool too. But Chop, no ties. Just want to remind you.
Well, you know. I'm not going to guarantee that I get my reading glasses on here. This old
that's
boy.
Right. So, okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, I can't guarantee good. Anything.
All right, that's right. So, all right. Well, we're going to start. And round one is going to be story or plot. So, Chop, we're going to begin with you. So, round one, ding, ding. It's going to be really great. We're going to hear all kinds of great dings in this in the finished episode. Let's talk story and plot. Chop, we'll start with you. That way, guys, you can kind of get familiar with what we're doing. Then I'll have, we'll take us one at a time. So, Chop, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Story. I think Return of the Dead is you know, basically about Return of the Living Dead, excuse me, is about this medical supply warehouse where Frank and Freddy, a newcomer there, he's trying to train them away. Basically, what happens is they find this military, these dead bodies, I guess, that the military is creating down there, and they release a poisonous gas by knocking into it. And what that does then infects them, infects the whole medical warehouse. And basically what it is the dead come back to life in the local cemetery. Dawn of the Dead, What I like about that story, we'll get more into it as it goes. I don't want to get too much involved into it, but it's the sequel to Night of the Living Dead, of course, a classic, by George A. Romero. And I think, basically some group of survivors, they head up at this mall and they hold up for a while there. But the dead, eventually get their way in through there, and this biker gang, and yeah, all hell breaks loose, literally. Yeah, what I think for me, because there's a social commentary as well on Romero's, which makes it intriguing to me about how even as we're dead, we go back to materialistic things, where we'll go back to capitalism, and we'll flock to the things we used to know, and buying and all that stuff and processing that stuff to malls and whatnot. And that makes it more compelling to me. I do appreciate the dark comedy and the story of Return of the Living Dead, but I really prefer Dawn of the Dead because of that social commentary and just some of the underlying themes there with what's it's societal themes. So for me, it's
Okay.
going to be Dawn of the Dead.
All right. Richard, your take.
Both movies are rock solid. I love horror movies that are good movies. The ones that are silly intentionally and try to have to be funny like that, they're good, but I really like it when a horror movie can be serious and still be a really good, engaging film. And I just think that movie's got everything. It's fun, even without trying to be funny, like they're in the mall running around, just kind of taking whatever they want. And so, yeah. And so that one definitely for me is going to be Dawn of the Dead. That's one of my favorite movies. And, the bit about in that movie that I liked, and you kind of saw it with like Walking Dead, that even though you had zombies that would kill you, you still had the worst part in the world was other people, and that I like how they brought that in, and it was kind of like maybe the probably the first movie where you started to see stuff like that idea.
Okay, nice. So, Dawn for you. Okay, Kane.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in line with the other two. I really like Dawn of Dead or Dawn of the Dead rather. Obviously, I like both of them. They're very good films. Very fun to watch one way or another. But there's, the commentary in Dawn of the Dead is definitely, that's already been mentioned. That's definitely part of my favorite part of it. The other thing is there's kind of this, I guess like a slow burning dread because they're always trying to stay safe in that mall, but it seems like as the movie goes on, they slowly start getting chipped away, right? Like they start losing people, or they go out and do something and it doesn't quite go the way that it should be, or there's something that gets revealed and they have to fall back to another place. And so there's like this kind of downward spiral that it kind of goes into, but you get that feeling of hope among the hopeless situation, It's very tense. It's very interesting. So I would definitely say Dawn of Dead was my favorite.
All right. I agree with everything you guys have all said. I love Dawn of the Dead. It is like the holy of holies for me. And I remember seeing it like at a midnight showing. I was like 16 or 17. It just blew me away. Both of these movies have elements of like a zombie apocalypse, but Dawn is a much larger feel. They're everywhere. And that's what I liked about it in as opposed to Night of the Living Dead, which I'm not a fan of. I mean, I know it's a classic horror, but like it just doesn't grab me. And I love that Return of Living Dead has talking zombies. I mean, that's the first thing that I remember, first time I remember talking zombies. And they're creepy as they are funny. The scene in the warehouse where everything starts coming alive is really disturbing and funny at the same time. But, and while I love that humor, Dawn, it is so serious, and I love the fact of trying to like get into and survive in a mall, like of all the places in the world, like yes, that's like the best place that everything is there,
So much fun.
and yeah, exactly.
Doesn't want to do that?
I know, it's like
You're right,
yeah,
right?
you're right, it totally, like yeah, I want to do that, and so yeah, Dawn is clearly the winner for me too. So all right, round one. Goes to Dawn. Very, very
I do
nice.
have a, when we get to the end of this, remind me because I want to say something about what Dominion and Throne was originally supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I don't want to sidetrack from what you're doing.
No, that's cool, man. It's all good.
No, yeah.
We got time. Okay, round two is about the script. We're going to talk about the writing and the script for both movies. So round two, Chop, take us away.
Well, as far as writing, I think script, you know, Return of the Living Dead is, it, like I said, it's a dark comedy, and as much as I can appreciate that, I do like the writing better in Dawn of the Dead, excuse me, because of the fact is you have this ragtag bunch of survivors, you know, from all different areas. Well, two of them are from the, you know, press and like that. But
and we got two military or
two military.
Stuff. Right.
So I think that's really interesting, that combination, that and how they all combined with their own instincts and their survival skills and become actually very, you know, great friends along the way. There's a bonding there with that. And I think that script brings that out fully. And then what I like about it also is just unique ways and trailer, you know, I think Kane said how it eventually devolves, you know, as far as their ability to maintain their way of life in that mall, you know, it chipping away. The zombie apocalypse keeps chipping away at it. And it creates that tension in there. Return of the Living Dead's more, it's in your face. Once it gets going, it gets rolling. And it's just, you're like, okay, I've seen this before. I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen kind of thing. But you appreciate the ride. You appreciate the dark humor in it. So for me, with all that said, it's going to be Dawn with script.
All right. Richard.
Same thing. I just think Dawn of the Dead is much more intelligently written. It's got a lot more depth to the script. You know, from the dialogue to the actual occurrences throughout the movie. And, you know, to me, the Return of the Living Dead is just more of like an accessible type movie. It's a safer script. So definitely Dawn for me.
Okay. Kane.
I mean, I don't know how much else I can say that they haven't already. I agree wholeheartedly. Dawn of the Dead was just awesome, right? The script was fantastic. It was, and I'm always somebody who likes to see that kind of darker side of the story, you know, something that's not going to be like, and then we got out the end. That's not fun, you know? So like having the way the script kind of fell deeper and deeper into despair, so to speak, was really appealing to me. And even the ending, I thought was the original ending, or the, I should say the theatrical ending was great, but the so-called alternate ending was also yep. something I was really interested in. So, I mean, I don't see anything in Return of the Living Dead coming anywhere close to that. I really think that Dawn of the Dead just knocked it out of the park there.
Thanks. Yeah, I think because they're such different genres, they both do what they do well. You know, Dawn tackles these issues of race and economic disparity, the corruption within our institutions and the defense of the home, kind of Home Alone zombie edition. Return brings up this government and military secret programs, which makes it kind of feel just as plausible as a space probe returning back from Venus, like in Night of Living Dead. And Return feeds the humor machine throughout. But what I like about Dawn is we see an attempt to figure out what's going on and how to make sense of the world as it collapses. We see that initially, you know, the kind of breakdown of communications and people going out and, you know, shooting these zombies on their own, and just kind of society just kind of comes collapses in on itself. And so that's what I do like about it so much. So for me, again, Dawn is the winner for me as well. So, all right, Dawn's coming out swinging. Two rounds, early rounds. Okay, now round three is going to be the look or the feel of the movie. So round three, Chop, take it away.
Look and feel. This is a hard one not to do a draw. No. no, I love the...
If you need a draw, it's okay. If it's
yeah,
okay.
That's right. We got four. So
we got four.
That's right. Somebody will beat my ass for it.
That's right.
Look and feel. I love the look of the some of the zombies and Return of the Living Dead. It's very dark though you throughout, because of course mostly everything occurs pretty much at nighttime. So I appreciate that and the feel of that. It's it's a dark comedy again. It's a totally different beast than Dawn. And what I appreciate of Dawn is it's bright most of the time. And I think that's obviously being inside the mall, but even the outside shots and stuff. But I appreciate the, I don't know, the look of that, because it's like it gives you a false sense of security, maybe, by that look of it. Like you're drawn in, like, oh, these guys, they're fine. They're going to be holed up in this mall and everything's going to be great. And then as it just progresses, you just get this feeling of insurmounting dread. Something's going to happen with it. So I gotta go with this. I gotta go again with Dawn, just because of the look of the feel, because it brings you in that false sense of security because of the look of it. And it's mostly brightly lit, not a lot of dark moments, and then everything collapses. So it's Dawn for me.
Okay. Richard.
I'm going to go with Dawn as well. Like I know the production's quite a bit better on Return of the Living Dead, but I try not to let good production like basically blindfold the idea of look and feel. And the other thing about that I really like about the original Dawn of the Dead is that nostalgic production aspect, which at the time obviously that was nothing to them, but like to me watching it years later, I just think that's cool, if that makes sense.
It does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kane.
Man, Return of the Living Dead must be sweating bullets right now. It ain't doing too good.
Oh,
Actually, I'm going to say Living Dead, though. I agree with everything that you guys said. But I do think what Richard said before about it being a little bit of a safer, a more accessible film. Of course, I prefer a film in general like Dawn of Dead. Or Dawn of the Dead. I don't know why I keep saying that, but I feel like it was a little bit. I mean, I know it was a very low budget, right? So that has something to do with the experience there. But I really did feel like even though Night of the Living or Return of the Living Dead was very dark most of the time at night and all of that, I just felt like it was more aesthetically pleasing. If we're talking strictly about the look and the feel of it, I did just find it much easier to latch on to. Like when I walked away from these movies, even just rewatching them recently, Dawn of the Dead, I walked away. I'm like, man, that was awesome, but it was kind of painful for the first half. But Night of the Living Dead or Return of the Living Dead is it's just easier to get into from the aesthetics and from the atmosphere and everything. I just found it easier to kind of be like, okay, yeah, let's see where this goes. So I'm going to say Living Dead, this one.
All right, Return Living Dead, nice. I love Dawn has it's an intense and serious with just a touch of humor. Like those zombies stumbling around the mall. It's more open and less claustrophobic than Night, and I love that it takes place, in the mall, like I'd mentioned before. And Return has a great sense of humor. And it does take its cues from Romero. It does feel rooted in the mid '80s, which is kind of great for us who kind of grew up all those years ago, right? Chop top, get off my lawn. But it does kind of make it feel like an artifact of its time a little bit. It does feel a little dated. Both movies have great special effects, I think, and very different zombies. Dawn uses real locations. It feels less of a movie and more of an event. Return has great sets, but often looks like a movie shot on a set. Nothing wrong with that. Dawn feels like a low budget indie movie, while Return feels more polished and produced. But because of the Dawn's realistic feel, it wins the round for me. Yeah, Dawn of the Dead for me on look and feel. All right, so Chop, Dawn is running away with this early on. Through 3 rounds in, Dawn is
Yeah,
up.
11-1. That's the vote so far.
All right. Hey, well, we got 6 rounds to go, kids, so you never know how this thing can turn out. Okay, now round four is about performances. We're going to look purely at the performances of the actors. So round four, Chop, take it away.
For me, I love the seriousness, obviously, of Dawn, and the way the actors tackle that serious subject matter. But man, I'm gonna go with Return on this. And the performances, they're so over the top, especially from Frank and Freddie. know, it's fucking hilarious. I was just watching again yesterday and I'm just laughing my ass off about it. But you know, it's so over the top, and it's that quality where they can emote that fear, but at the same time, they're having so much fun with it along the way, where the seriousness of Dawn is just like, yeah, it's great, but for me, I love that over the top stuff, and yeah, with the acting and especially Frankie and Fred and stuff, and so it's going to go to Return of Living Dead for me.
Okay. Richard.
Oh, I'm Dawn on this one. I think I don't know the actors' names, but like the male and the female, I thought it was just rock solid actors in that movie. So Dawn for me.
Okay. Kane.
Living Dead for me, definitely Living Dead. I agree with Chop here. It's good old fashioned fun, right? And when Frank and Freddy are just going over the top once everything gets going, I mean, it's a riot. I still just. And it's not even that, just like the what is it, like the I can't remember if they were just gang, if they were a gang or if they were just friends, but like the other people with like Clue Gallagher and all of that coming in, like they're kind of like, what are you guys doing? This is just hilarious. But no, I thought those, as fun as the depressive side of the Dawn of the Dead performances can be, and they were very fitting there, I do think that Return of the Living Dead was just overall more fun and more engaging.
Okay. Yeah, I think both movies have solid performances. You know, Dawn is super serious, Return is comical and exaggerated. For me, some of the performances in Dawn feel a bit emotionally flat. And maybe that's just the seriousness of it. Maybe the some of the characters are just supposed to be cool and collected, you know, being SWAT members. But Return has more of a mania, and it's amped up emotions, you know. And these normal people are trying to maintain their sanity and safety in an unbelievable situation. And it's exaggerated for comic effect, but I think it feels more of an honest response. Like they're just like, cannot believe what's going on. Like, what the fuck is this? You know, like, oh my God. And because of that, feels like a more realistic response, even though Dawn is like my wet dream, like from a teenager, like, yeah, I fucking want a zombie apocalypse because that's what I wanted to. The more realistic response, I'd probably be like, going, Jesus Christ, what's going on? So for me, it's Return Living Dead for performances. So, all right, Return gets around. Look at that. Yes,
Going back
there.
a little bit. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Round five, we're going to talk about special effects or makeup. And I think this one's going to be a good one because both films have a lot of great special effects and makeup. So, round five. All right, chap, lead us.
All right. Boy, kind of difficult. It was, you know, when Dawn came out, it was kind of ahead of its time, you know, with Tom Savini and those effects. I think we'll get into like memorable moments, but I hate to give away any, but those,
That's yeah, two rounds down the road.
right.
Yeah,
But you know, I mean, some of the head explosions, you know, biting
you're
through the prosthetics, you know, pretty realistic, almost painful, which actually it was for the actress that was in that scene. Yeah, there's just, man. And then Return, I mean, I man, the tar zombie, man. Let's say the best fucking looking zombie I've seen. Like, they made shirts, action figures, there's me everything that came out after that. It's not just the tar zombie. There's just this cool look to it, cool vibe with the effects, and I. And the Dawn, they're great, but it seems kind of dated. Return kind of took that, and I don't know, that the tar zombie just alone sticks out for me. And just, yeah, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go with Return on that one.
All right. Sounds good. Richard.
I'm going to go Return on this all day long. I think that they, I mean, those are still pretty badass looking to this day, you know, and I kind of felt like the story is definitely way better than the zombies look in Dawn to me. So Return.
Excellent. Okay. Kane.
Yeah, same. Return all the way. I love it. The tar man is awesome. The woman who's laying on the table screaming about how it hurts to be dead. Love it. Like everything about that movie, just special effects really carry it for me.
Yeah, this one was challenging for me. Way back when I was in high school, I wanted to be a special effects makeup artist. I saw the movie Scanners, and when the guy's head blows up, I'm like, oh fuck, I got to learn how to do this, you know. And so I love both of these movies for their special effects. Savini's makeup is simple but effective, kind of dead blue skin. Some of the wigs look pretty obvious, you know, and it again, we're going low budget. It's kind of cheap looking. The scenes of gore, though, are phenomenal and inventive. The helicopter zombie, you know, walking into the spinning blades, the biker getting his guts ripped out, you know, but Return has these slippery, skinless zombies that are really horrific. You know, the tattered flesh hanging and the educational bodies and parts coming to life is really creepy. This one was really hard for me. I love the Savini's excessive gore, and the really inventive, but I think as far as I'm going to agree with you. Return, I think, has better special effects in that they do stand up. There's animatronics. They do all kinds of great stuff. The slippery zombies look fantastic. It's really good. I love Savini, and I love what he did. Nothing against Savini at all. Special effects are top notch, but I think if I have to compare them honestly, Return's gonna take it for me. So.
Wow, Return's making a comeback.
Yeah, see, there we go. Look at that.
12-8 right now.
Well, we have 3 rounds to two, right? That was round five.
Yeah, of
Yeah.
course.
Yes. So round six is music or score or soundtrack. So round six, Chop Top, take us away.
You know, this was an interesting one because both are kind of, there's not much soundtrack to either one. I would say Return, but that's based on the music that they have playing in there. Other than that, it's just really like you see, when the rain starts hitting the graveyard and you get the kind of that music coming out in a dark tone and everything with that. And then Dawn's kind of, yeah, it's kind of, there's not other than mall music going on in some of the scenes. There's really not a lot of music going on. So either one, I'm just like, eh. I guess I wasn't impressed with either one for that reason. So I'll put a draw on that for me that I'm not imp because I'm not impressed with either one. I just said it was, there's just not much there. It doesn't take any away from the greatness of the movies. It's just I didn't feel there's anything to really speak of on either side of that musically. So that's my
Okay,
move.
a draw for Chomp. Okay, Richard.
I'm going with Return on that one. That was one thing I really did like about some of those comedy horror movies from the 80s is that they would always have like kick-ass hair metal songs in there, and like some of them, like The Blob, that song at the end is just a song, and like Leather Wolf, I think, is in one of these zombie mo horror movies or just a horror movie, and that's how I found them. And then like the other thing I read in the vinyl here, there's a booklet. And they actually say a lot of the songs are sourced from community property that was available. Because when you listen to this, like the
Oh.
songs don't make any sense to me
Yeah.
with the
Huh.
music goes.
Yeah,
There's
because they didn't have money. I mean, they didn't have money to
right.
write.
I think it was made for 500,000 Canadian dollars, I believe.
Yep. I don't know if you
Something.
can see this. There's actually 52 tracks on the soundtrack.
Wow.
So
Holy cow.
it's just kind of
Wow.
silly sounding to me. You know, it's not like the Goblin ones from the Fulci. Like those are great soundtracks. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
it's just kind of.
Yeah, because there is Goblin in the movie. You know,
Is
Goblin does
there?
this.
Yeah, I can't
Yeah,
remember.
Goblin does the main theme.
So
Dum,
those
dum,
songs are
dum.
great. Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about in the movie Zombie by Fulci. Yeah, so Return of the Living Dead for sure on that one.
Okay. All right. Kane.
Yeah, I'm going to Return on this too. Neither movie has really had anything particularly spectacular about the music, I think, but there were a couple tracks of that actually stood out to me. Dawn of the Dead, for all of its greatness, the music was not why it was great. Okay, not at all. So I definitely Return in my eyes.
Yeah, I look at this as basically Goblin versus punk metal. You know, we have Goblin soundtrack. There's the main theme. It's kind of haunting, that kind of lurching dun 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 dun. You know, it reminds me of the slow plodding zombies. Then there's some lighter tracks playing while the zombies stumble around the, you know, underscores the humor. But yeah, I agree, Richard. There's some of the, it sounds off. Like it doesn't really fit. Like someone's got a Casio keyboard and is making like quick little like riffs. I'm like, it's not great. Not every track works. Like some of the music while they're like running and trying to clean them all, it feels a little thin. The music in Return is definitely rooted in the mid 80s. You got that hard rock, you know, Do You Want to Party? That's the only song I remember though, Party Town, from that track. It's like, and I don't remember. I remember the scene where Leanna Quigley strips, and you know, well, we're going to talk about that, and you know,
Best scene in the movie.
yeah,
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
but I don't remember anything else from the movie other than that song, "Do You Want to Party?" And while a great song, for me, it was like, okay, how much do I remember of Dawn? How much do I remember of Return? And for me, Dawn is more memorable only because I can remember the songs, not that it's better. So I had to give it to Dawn. But I think in this one, because Chop, you did a draw, and
Right.
I think Return won this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we're tied up, 3 rounds apiece. Look at that, the majesty of Slugfest. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Fantastic. Okay. Now round seven. Memorable lines or scenes from the movie. So round seven. Chop Top, you take us away.
Okay. Memorable scenes. Boy, you got loads of them in this one. For Return, memorable scenes. One that struck me flat out in Return was when the cadaver comes back to life. And, you know, they bring back the boss man. It was that Clue Gallagher, I think. They bring him back in. And he's like, well, open it up. Come on, be a man, Freddy, or like that. And they open that up, and he's just going crazy. And they pickaxe him through, you know, right through the head. And he goes, ah, oh, don't be a man. He takes his head off right there, and the cadaver's still going crazy and all that. I just think that's hysterical. The other memorable scene, one of the others, well, of course, N Linnea Quigley, you know, dancing naked. You give credit where credit's due. That's pretty nice. But then they have the female dead zombie, and they strap her down on that table. And my brains, you know, and I just love the look of that. I think that's hysterical. The paramedic scene where an ambulance where you know zombie gets on the CB, he's like, send more paramedics, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like, send more police. It's near the end. I love those scenes. Dawn struck me first hysterically. I watched in 3D with a buddy of mine a few years back around Halloween. In the theater, and I got to see it for the first time in 3D. But that moment when the SWAT's in the apartment building complex, and the one zombie, the black zombie, he's biting through the lady's, you know, arm, and actually did bite through that, I guess. I just took a chunk of her skin out, bit through
Yeah,
a
that screams
prosthetic.
real. That screams
You're
real.
taking it too seriously.
Yeah, he bit right through the prosthetic. So
Yep,
when
right
she
through
screams,
the
yeah, that's a real
prosthetic.
scream of terror and pain.
But then when the one swatter, this is a rewind and pause, slow, you know, slow pace. It blows his head completely apart, like a rotten cabbage just blows. It's just fantastic. The one scene where they're at that abandoned gas station and the one zombie is like gets too close to propeller blades and takes a little half of his head off. He's like, that's pretty hysterical. When the biker gang invades the mall and the one biker gets cornered and he falls off his bike and they rip his guts apart. It's like, wow, that's another standout. Man, this was really difficult. I guess maybe just because of the nostalgia factor for me and how much I love Dawn and what it's meant to me all these years, I'm going to have to go with Dawn on memorable scenes.
Okay. All right, Richard, your memorable scenes.
Let's see here. So for Dawn, I like when the helicopter pilot, I can't remember his name, keeps trying to shoot the zombies and he's
Oh, Flyboy.
them and all. Yeah,
Yeah.
Flyboy. The guy comes up and with one round just shoots some. So that part's great. And then obviously the dancing scene in Return, but for me, in terms of like number of quality memorable scenes. I'm going to go with Dawn on this one.
Okay. Kane.
That's really tough. I feel like both of them had really great scenes in there. I'm particularly a fan in Dawn of the Dead. Who was the other guy? I think it was Trooper, right? The other, the military guy.
Yeah, the old military.
Yeah, SWAT team guy.
Yeah. So he gets bit or exposed or whatever, and he's kind of laying in bed slowly deteriorating, and he looks at what's his name? He looks at his friend, and he's basically just like, keep an eye on me. I'm gonna try and come back. And I love that, because that goes back to the theme, right? Where it's like so nihilistic. It's just you're trying your best, but you're slowly failing. And I felt like that was such an like a perfect moment to really illustrate that theme in the story.
That seems awesome. Like isn't that the part where he's like, "We got him, didn't we?" Is that
that
part's crazy.
Roger. Yeah, Raj.
Mm-hmm. But when Raj comes, when he comes back under that sheet and stuff,
it's like you're just like, oh, and then his friend has to make that decision. It's such a
memorable. And it pans away, and then you just hear the gunshot go off. Oh, yeah, man, that's so good.
Great.
But yeah, because of things like that and the way that it fits in, especially, again, I really liked the ending of Dawn of the Dead. It's a slight lean to that, but I mean, they're both great. Plus, Dawn of the Dead's got, we got them, man. We got this by the ass. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's just, I remember growing up and watching like the Angry Video Game Nerd, and he throws that reference in there, and I'm like, I don't know what that's from, but that's great. And then I saw it, and I had to pause the movie because I was cracking up so hard because I'd known it for years from something else, you know? So, yeah, I think it's going to be Dawn for me.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, this one was a tough one. Dawn, I love that scene that Chop mentions where the woman's getting her arm bitten. Oh, because I know, that scream is real. I love the helicopter zombie. I love seeing zombie kids. Like those little kids run at you and, Roger or, the flyboy. No, not flyboy. Yeah, Roger and the trooper, shoot some. Like you never see zombie kids getting taken out. the big zombies like flopping around in the fountain. There's so much blood and gore. I think my favorite scene, like the wet dream scene for me, is like when they hit the gun store and they're like stocking up and grabbing all the guns, from the simple things like going to the arcade and playing that racing game, which I remember playing as a kid. Like that was one of the first arcade games I remember as a kid. When Roger's starting to turn, they sit him in front of that arcade game and he's just sitting there like mindlessly playing. But Return has these, the creepiness of the medical specimens coming to back to life, the stripping scene of all the graveyard stripping scenes that I've ever seen. That one is probably my favorite. So, Leanna, quickly, we'd love to have you on the show. Please come on. send more paramedics. I mean, they're just so many good scenes. But I think because Dawn just hits me such at a deep place, with like that teenage fantasy kind of thing, and there are scenes that are just still stick out as like the helicopter scene is just still really effective, like that they had to do these layers and take each layer off with like string or like fishing line, the thought behind of how do we get this effect done. So I'm gonna go with Dawn for me on this one. But they're both great,
clean sweep on that one.
All I right. would gladly that round. Gladly reenact the stripping scene if you guys really want.
Yeah, hey, let's set that one up for the next time. Let's we'll get you back on in February for our Valentine's Day episode.
Wait a minute, they want to see Chop strip?
Yeah, I'm going blind.
They're all gagging and
blind right fucking now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, round eight is the fear factor, the fright and fear factor of either movie. So round eight. Chop Top, lead us.
Okay. Where it's, again, two different beasts. You got dark comedy in Return. You got this more serious tone, horror, straight ahead horror movie in Dawn. For me, I mean, I don't get really scared from Return. It's just a fun romp all the way through. And there's nothing wrong with that because we love our comedy horror. This is no different than all the ones that we loved before. What I love about Dawn is the impending doom, the slow burn tension where you know, like, this is not going to last forever. Something's coming down the road here. And so with that, it brings more fear to me. And especially when the zombies invade there and when they get, you know, finally take down the gang that invades that mall, then it's like it really is breaking loose. I mean, all hell literally has. And then they're escaping for their lives, trying to get back up in the upper room in the mall or whatever, where they hold off. And the zombies eventually get through there and make their escape. So for me, as that tension grows with Dawn, I have more of a, it has more of a fear factor for me. I love the tension and everything that builds up to that, and the survivability. Are they going to survive? Are they going to escape? So yeah, definitely fear factor for me would be Dawn.
Okay. Richard.
Dawn as well for me. I just think the realism of that movie is really what captures the fear factor of it, more so than things like gore or anything like that. Just the realism and the seriousness of it. And then, like I said earlier, you know, the threat is not just the living dead. It's people, and the people are worse sometimes than the living dead. I think that's
absolutely,
that's awesome. And, you know, like the use of foreshadowing when she asks to learn how to use the helicopter, you know, and then if he ends up dying and she's the one that flies them out of there, you know, just really intelligently written. So Dawn for me.
All right.
Okay. And Kane.
Yeah, Dawn. No other way. I love it. It's scary as hell, right? It's just awesome. I think there's something to be said about the kind of fear that you can't see. And, you know, as a bit of an aside, I'm a huge Stephen King fan, too. I've got probably 20 mm-hmm. of his books. I've read, you know, most of them. Absolutely huge. But if, you know, we could even draw parallels with something like It, right? Where, yeah, there's definitely a horror there, a fear factor for something that can chase you, that something, you know, lumbering down the road or something like that, or like a horde of zombies coming to rip you apart. But I think it's a lot scarier when you're in a situation where you're doing your best and it's just not good enough and you can't make it through. And like, that's what that whole movie's about. And it's just, it gets worse and worse as it goes on, and it gets scarier and scarier because you go from they're going to get out, right, to I'm not so sure we're going to make this, guys. So definitely don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost self-defeatist.
Exactly.
Like, you know, yeah. Nihilism. Like, yeah, that nihilism creeps in. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, these are both two different types of fear. You know, where Dawn has this, they both have genuine frights, I think, in horror. Dawn is a deeper level, like a palatable sense of dread, and that nihilism and that inescapable end. You know, it's not going to end well. Whereas Return is funny, but I think it has more intense kinds of thrills and shock. You know, the surprise of the things coming back to life, the surprise of the talking zombies, the surprise of the running and the thinking zombies. These are, you know, going beyond to what was the one chop with the burial ground, you know, where the zombies could use weapons. You know, these zombies can think and plan, and they know how to use equipment, you know, technology. So there's different kinds of horror to me. So it's like nihilism or shock. And for what I was going for, the, you know, the fear, I think is the idea. What was scarier to me, it's more frightening to have zombies that are thinking and can talk and draw me in through subterfuge than just slow lumbering zombies that you can just kind of walk around, you know? So for me, Return wins the round for the fear factor, but doesn't negate Dawn at all. Just two very different types of fear. So I for Return is that's the one that takes that for me. Okay. And the last round is rewatchability. Okay, so round 9, and Chop Top, take us away.
Well, it's a draw for me. I'm sorry. I could watch either of these classics anytime. It's there's so many memorable moments. It fits my mood. You know, a big comedy horror guy. I'm a serious horror guy. Whatever day of the week it is. So for me, I have to call a draw on it. I mean, I could watch these over the memorable scenes. And I like what you said, Montag, and the fear aspect of the zombies are more intelligent and they can use weapons and they can do That's really cool. And I forgot all about that. You know, it's, you know, I just watched it yesterday again, and I'm just like, how the hell did I forget that? But yeah, rewatchability.
Because we're getting old, man.
I know, man. Yeah. Some of these brain cells are, well, a lot of brain cells are gone. But, but yeah, either one of these you just can't go wrong with. I love both dearly, and it depends on the day of the week. So it's a draw for me.
Okay. Draw for Chop. Richard.
I'm done again. Like, I actually consciously try not to watch that movie so much, just so that, like, it's still fun whenever I can watch it again. I mean, like, they're both awesome, and they both have done a lot for, you know, the horror movie genre. And actually, like, so I have to say, I like this movie, but my favorite of the Return of the Living Dead series is the third one.
With the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a really fun movie for me. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, my pick is Dawn on this one. It's just, like I said, it's one of my favorite movies.
Nice. Okay, Kane.
So I really love Dawn of the Dead, as I've said previously. I don't know if you guys caught that once or twice. Very good movie. I got to give this to Living Dead, believe it or not. I think it's just an easier film to pick up and rewatch. For me, there's this beautiful kind of morose atmosphere that Dawn of the Dead has. But when you end it and you walk away from that, that's kind of just like, damn, that hits so good. And then you just, that's it. Like, I don't want to spoil it. I've only seen it two or three times. So, and I think it's very, very powerful. It's almost like Identity. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic mm-hmm. film.
Amazing film. But yes. I don't want to go back and watch it a bunch of times, as much as I loved it, right? Because yeah. it loses some of the luster when you keep watching it. Whereas Return of the Living Dead is much more, you know, it's funny. It's more, it's a romp, like Chop said. You're just having mm-hmm. a good time with it. And it's very easy to go back and just kick back on the couch, turn it on, and enjoy it. So definitely Return for me.
Nice. Yeah, I think both are very different watches. You know, I mean, Dawn is super serious and Return is funny. We've talked about this. It's intense. And depending on the mood, they could go either way for me. You know, for decades, Dawn of the Dead was like the holy of holies. But now I find, and maybe it's like what you said, Kane, it makes a lot of sense. I really have to be in the mood to watch Dawn of the Dead because it is so serious. It pulls a lot out of me and to invest in watching it. You know, whereas Return doesn't ask so much from me. You know, I can put it on in the background, and I often listen to movies while I'm working. I don't even have the screen up necessarily. Sometime I'll just listen to the soundtrack. It doesn't ask a lot. It's just kind of silly. It doesn't invest my time as much. So maybe that's where I'm just currently where I'm at right now. And because that's how I'm watching movies for the most part, is just in the background. So I'm going to go with rewatchability is Return. But when I'm in the mood for Dawn of the Dead, and when I want that serious heaviness, then it's great. But for sake of the slugfest, I'm going to go with Return of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. So Chop, after 9 rounds, ooh, ding, 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 who is the winner?
Hang on a moment. Out of my score.
Come on,
here.
It's 9. You got to count to 9. Fucking 9. Oh God, I should never ask Chop to count.
I can't count that high either.
You can just count to 3.
It was tied. It was tied up through 6.
This was interesting. Dawn wins, but 20-17.
No, we're going by rounds, not by votes. Oh. The rounds. Have you not done a Chop? Have you not done a slugfest before, Chop?
I've done slugfest. I just haven't scored a fucking thing. Excuse me.
Who wins the round? Who wins the round?
Rewatchability.
Who won? It was tied up through 6. Who won round 7? Dawn or Return?
Before.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on a minute. Well, Dawn won it.
Who won round 7? Dawn?
Yep.
Okay, who won round 8?
That was Dawn.
Who won round 9?
That was Return.
Okay, so it was 5-4. Okay, 5 rounds to 4 rounds.
All right.
Jesus. I'll do it from now on, Chop. Don't worry. I don't want to tax what little brains left. Send more brains for Chop.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was perfect. Did you plan that?
that's awesome. So
it's a sign of getting old. I can't help it. Let me get these reading glasses off.
That was actually a really good slugfest. I mean, it was pretty close. Yes.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead wins. Shades Out. It was way better than the Mike Tyson fight. That's for sure.
Yeah, damn right, man. What a joke.
Yeah, Dawn, 5-4.
Yeah. It's
I was wondering why you were counting like the votes. I'm like, Jesus, it's a round. Who wins the round, Chop? Where you been? But
fun.
it's okay. It's okay.
It's the first time I've done
it's all right. It's time for the prunes, and
I need
all
to take
good.
my nap. Stop
That's
yakking, I'm napping.
all good. And so for today's slugfest, Dawn of the Dead wins 5-4 over Return of the Living Dead. Now, Richard, you had mentioned earlier at the end you wanted to bring something up about Among These Ashes and a connection to Dawn of the Dead.
But so Dominion and Throne was originally going to be like a zombie apocalypse thing. And like you can kind of like there are remnants of that, like the song Dead Beside Us. Supposed to be like, you know, dead zombies have taken over and they're beside the living. I ended up when COVID happened, I wanted to, I don't know, I guess take it a little bit deeper, you know, and I kind of adapted it to, it wasn't COVID exactly. It was supposed to be agnostic to all that stuff. But like a government, you know, basically deploying a bioweapon on its people as opposed to zombies. And the other reason I changed that is because I just thought it was, you know, cliche, too cliche. And, you know, Deceased has done an album like that. I'm sure there's probably other bands that have made conceptual albums about zombie apocalypse. So that's why I decided to change it. But originally it was there, you know, a lot of the material didn't need to change that much in order to do that either. So
that's cool. I mean, yeah, I like that the strains are still there. It's easy to see that. I can easily see the origin of that. It makes perfect sense. And yeah. And those themes are still there. I mean, there's horror themes and the government. And that runs through, you know, both of these movies. A little more obvious in Return, but we still see the breakdown of the government and the collapse of society in a way. And maybe it's a little reflective of what's going on now, you know, but, right. You know, still resonates. That's, I guess, horror on all kinds of levels, you know.
But I mean, the other thing I was going to say is like, I really, these horror movies where at the end you don't get closure at all, I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the ones where it ends up being okay and you get your closure, the ones where it's not there, I don't know, that's a powerful storytelling tool for sure.
Yeah, a lot of horror movies, you know, back in the day in the 50s, in the 60s, you get that sense of closure, you know, and that's, you're definitely a lot more in science fiction because of the nature of the genre. But because horror kind of taps into our nightmare realms and doesn't have to make as much sense, and we can have recurring nightmares. So it does make sense that, and horror films, I mean, to be crassly commercial, horror films are notoriously cheap to make and they make a shit ton of money. So it makes perfect sense to leave them open for sequels. You know, I mean, my God, how many sequels have we had?
Jason 100.
Jason, yeah, exactly. You know, he's got to be getting fucking tired of coming back to life and killing people. It's like, he's just going to sit there in a rocking chair one day. He's like, you know, yeah, go ahead. Just walk by. I don't give a fuck anymore. You know?
Yeah. Evil's getting fucking tired of Michael Myers. All right. It's just getting so.
Yeah. It's like, nobody wants that anymore. Yeah. So, but that was a really good slugfest. That was a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a good time with that.
Definitely, man.
Sure.
Excellent, excellent. Was there anything that you'd like to say to anyone out there? You want to let's promote the album. Where can we get Embers of Elysium? Where can we get Dominion Unthroned? And what can we do to help support you guys?
The best place to get it is just from our Bandcamp site. We don't actually have a website, so it's all hosted on there, and you can buy it directly from us. If you still like physical formats, you know, that's order it on there. You can stream it on there too, and it's available to stream on every platform and YouTube.
Definitely support these guys.
Yeah. Now, before you got on, Kane, Richard said that you have an OnlyFans page. So, right? Is that what we
Sorry, Kane. Talk about that?
Why'd you go and tell my secret? I'm supposed to hide that from the government, so I don't get taxed.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I was just trying to help.
Yeah, I was gonna do one, Mr. Belly. You know, just a close up of my belly where I rub peanut butter on it and play with my Star Wars figures. Like, oh, Princess Leia is getting caught in the poop and in the trap. You know,
okay, body for that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah. So, MrBelly.com. Yeah, chunky or creamy. You know, either way, I'm good with that.
I keep trying to find his OnlyFans page, but I can't pronounce his name, last name.
That's right. Well, we all learned it now, so that's excellent. That's fantastic. Mr. Belly. That's right, Mr. Belly.
That's great.
That's right. Oh, man, that'd be good. So, all right, well, guys, we're gonna get out of here. So thank you guys so much for spending some time with us, for joining us for our Slugfest. Now, you guys are working on new music, if I understand that correctly. You're beginning, or are you going to be working on new music on the road? Or what musical stuff can we expect from Among These Ashes maybe in the next year or two? Or other projects, maybe? Do you have, like, side projects or anything?
I've got, you know, I love solo acoustic music, and I've been sitting on that because I've been doing Ashes. I can't really focus on more than one thing because I just never get anything done. Okay. So I've got a little bit of time now. I'd like to try to record that, and it's pretty simple for me to do that too. And then, you know, I usually, as we're tracking or recording, the writing thing is always happening in the background to me. It's just, if I have ideas, I usually like to do it. It's really why I do this. I really just enjoy writing songs. Nice. So there's definitely some material compiled. You know, Kane and I have talked about it. He and I are going to work together as long as he doesn't want to kill me. And I don't know what it's going to come out under, but something will definitely happen.
So. Nice. Nice. Well, you guys go out there, do yourselves a favor, get Dominion Enthroned, get Embers of Elysium. You're not going to regret it. It's phenomenal albums, top to bottom, some of the best music you're going to ever want to listen to. And guys, just thank you again for taking your time to spend with us today.
Yes. Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. It's been an awesome time.
Thanks Good. For having us. It was fun.
All right. We'll have to have you come back on another show, and we'll Absolutely. Have to go back and we'll do some more fun. So we're going to do our wrap up and we're going to get on out of here. So you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis. One word, our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who'd like our show, tell about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
Chopped up.
And you've been watching and listening to. All right, guys, bring up the horns. Heavy Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.